Torce, todo mundo torcendo.
The band Os Mutantes has a rich history in South America. The group formed in 1966 in Brazil, often playing instruments that they made themselves. Their style fused elements of psychedelic rock and tropicalismo.
Ela é minha menina. Eu sou o menino dela.
Os Mutantes enjoyed considerable success for about a decade, putting out a half dozen albums before they broke up in 1978. The band lay dormant for nearly 25 years until they agreed to play a festival in 2006, and that's when they found a new generation of young fans.
We played there and then it was like an outrageous response.
That's Sergio Diaz, guitarist and founding member of Os Mutantes.
First of all, I never imagined that we would find like kids there, and there was only kids. We finished the show, the audience was standing for 10 minutes yelling, Mutantes! Mutantes! That was like unimaginable. It is easy to play like New York, Miami, San Francisco, LA, you know, there is like Brazilians. But when you see yourself in Lawrence, Kansas, and you're putting out a new album in Portuguese, and the guys are still are there, and they don't leave, and we have to come back like twice to the stage, you know, this is magical.
It turned out that Os Mutantes had become somewhat legendary during their 25-year hiatus. They had picked up accolades from David Byrne and Kurt Cobain, among others, so they headed back into the studio and recorded their 10th album, called Full Metal Jack, and they're now touring again. Sergio Diaz dropped by the Arizona Public Media Studios to play some new music and to talk about the second life of Os Mutantes. He was interviewed by Mark Dugan.
Some of the new indie rock generation is unabashedly respectful of their elders, I guess, for lack of a better term. They see the music that influenced the music they're into, and they are more than willing to seek out those inspirations.
Yeah. I don't know. It is outrageous to see your music survive your own band, you know, and have a life of itself and cause all this reaction, you know, and you didn't do anything.
What were you doing during the time that Os Mutantes wasn't together?
I was basically doing my own career. I was playing all over the place and I had like four or five albums, solos. The thing is, you have to respect the winds of life, you know. So when you see that thing happen, you know that you have some kind of responsibility for that. Then, of course, the first thing I said to the guys is, we're going to make an album. And so we did the first album, which was The Hike, and was very good. And now we're releasing our second album, which is the Full Metal Jack. And it's been like an amazing experience. When I was 13, I quit school and I said to my mom that I was going to play. And she said, okay, 6 months. You have to then support yourself. So I started to give classes.
So mom gave you a 6-month deadline to live out your rock and roll dream.
Well, yeah. And then I was making some more money than she did. And she bought me my first electric. So,
well, listening to Full Metal Jack, there's a lot of different musical styles, influences there. If someone were to pin you down and ask what drives you musically, influentially, what would you say?
Freedom.
Really?
Freedom.
Freedom to basically paint from any color on any palette.
Of course. Yeah. Whatever you want to do. I mean, if you're an artist, you know, you cannot have any kind of restriction. We do what we feel. And this is the only thing that matters. Otherwise, you know, just pack your bag and go do something else. Because as an artist, you have to be free. I believe art and the art of living, they walk hand in hand. So you have to make the best out of it.
So when you put the band back together in 2009, did you have kind of a blueprint in mind of where you wanted
not
to go
all.
With it? Just
not
at all. Every day's new, huh?
It was 2006, actually, for the barbecue. We thought we were going to make like one or three concerts, that's all. And when we saw what was going on, you know, they said, whoa, I stopped everything. I moved to America because of this. You know, it was a huge step.
Let's go back to the early days. You've said that you were particularly influenced by Revolver-era Beatles. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of those early influences that caused you to pick up a guitar in the first place. You were also, of course, a part of the early Tropicalismo movement.
Okay. First of all, it started with my mother and my father. My mother was a fantastic pianist and composer, and she used to be practicing like 14 hours a day. And that was my childhood. And my father was a great poet and a great opera singer also. After that, we were listening to everything. We were exposed to all of the operas, to all of the classical music. And we were listening to the shortwaves radio all over the world, you know, listen to the music. The Venture is my foundation as a guitarist. I used to put the record like in half speed and get like every note, you know, all of those songs. So I know all of them. After that, you know, there was like Les Paul, Wes Montgomery, David Brubeck, you know, that was a huge influence. We were like soaking this thing, all of it.
Yeah, I've been on tour for some time. And of course, you know, with the longevity you have, I'm sure you've got some interesting road tales. Anything interesting happened to you around Tucson?
Oh, yeah. Like 15 days ago, we were coming here to Tucson to play, and our bus got caught fire in the middle of the road in Texas between Dallas and nowhere. So we were stuck there in the middle of nothing, you know, with the fire coming out, and our fire extinguisher didn't work, you know. And thank God everybody, you know, started to stopping. So we were able to extinguish the fire. The equipment didn't get damaged, or none of us. Thank God. Those things that happens are like priceless, you know.
And what's great is you still managed to make it to Tucson for a show.
Oh yeah, well, we had our commitment, you know, we had to fulfill it. So we came to Tucson as a quartet, as acoustic. We never did this before, because we were playing like the heavy rock things on acoustics, you know. It was fun.
That was actually going to be a question, because listening to Full Metal Jack, I mean, certainly you can see how the music could be translated to acoustic, but there's a lot of eclecticism, there's a lot of studio trickery going on in there. Was it easy to transfer it to just an acoustic setting?
The beautiful thing that happened yesterday, you see that basically what matters in a woman or in a Christmas tree or whatever, it is the Christmas tree and the woman itself. You know, if you have a good song, the good song prevails.
Well, Sergio Diaz, thank you for coming in today. Thank you for bringing the band. And you also, speaking of instruments, did come in with a 12-string acoustic. So I'm going to step away from the mic. We're going to bring some vocalists in and have you play a couple of songs for us today.
Why don't you join us and sing?
Well, that would just ruin everything. It's like the photographer's art. The photographer always stays on the other side. Thanks for coming in today.
Okay,
and we'll set up and play a few songs in studio here.
Okay, my man.
And everything that you do, all of your fears, vibrations of electrons circulating round atomic rings. And everything that you do, all of your fears, we create realities, believing such a thing as time and space, time and space, time and space, oh, time and space, time and space. Everything that we do, all of the fears, vibrations of electrons circulating round atomic dreams. And everything that we do, all of your tears, we create realities. Believe in such a thing as time and space, time and space, time and space, time and space, time and space. Such a thing as time and space, time and space, time and space, time and space, time and space.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Great.
It was fantastic.
That's Sergio Diaz and Os Mutantes in a spotlight session recorded at the Arizona Public Media Radio Studio. He was interviewed by Mark Dugan. You can hear more of the session on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org. Spotlight sessions are recorded and mixed by Jim Blackwood.